It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Good afternoon, Northwest Indiana. Here we are again on Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick. This Friday is TGIF. We're bringing in the owner, Jeff, the dog man from the Three Monkeys. We're sitting here on a, you know, great, kind of warm afternoon, wouldn't you say, Sharon?
Oh, yeah, you bet.
And we got some drinks in front of us. We got bottles of booze all sitting out here. And today's all about mixed drinks, bars, bar food, and the Three Monkeys.
All happiness today.
All happiness. We got Jeff and Amber in here. They're spending their time this afternoon here in the studio. Amber already made us a drink, and it was very, very tasty. It's called, what's it called, Amber?
It's called The Beach.
Oh, wait, say that again. Go ahead.
The Beach.
The Beach. Nice. And she didn't stutter. She said The Beach.
The Beach.
And it's, tell us real quick what's in it. So, you know, people are driving home. Maybe they're going to make it when they go home, or they're going to stop off at the Three Monkeys.
Well, I work later tonight, so they could come get one from me.
That's in Hobart.
But it's Bacardi banana, banana liquor, pineapple juice, and lime juice.
And you know what? It's the bomb.
It is good.
It is very good.
It goes down really easy.
Really easy.
Very tasty.
When I'm drinking it, I smell the water and I feel the sand between my toes.
Oh, that's nice. So that's a good drink.
It is a good drink, huh? So, folks, give us a call, 769-9577. That's 769-9577. And get a chance to get a gift card from the Three Monkeys or Chef Nick's out of Winfield. You're joining us today on 89.1 FM. That's Lakeshore Public Radio. And again, this is Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and Chef Nick. And give us a call. So, Jeff, why don't you give us your full name? Because I'm always bad with bad name last names, even if it was Smith.
Okay, it's Jeff Augsburger.
Jeff, thanks for joining us. You know, when I met you, I know you're hands-on. You're like me. You're very busy. And I really appreciate you taking out the time of coming in.
Sure, of course.
And Amber, say your last name?
Gonzarowski.
Gonzarowski. Amber, does your father play football or anything like that?
Nope, nothing like that, but I cheered for Hobart.
Did you? So where'd you go to high school?
Hobart.
Why don't you give us a little bit of some background about yourself?
Yeah, I went to Hobart, captain of the cheerleading and gymnastics team. I recently just graduated from IU Northwest with a bachelor's in health service management. So I'm going to be looking for jobs in HR, the healthcare field, although I really like the bar scene. I mean, maybe a alcohol rep, sales rep in that area.
Uh-huh.
That would be fun.
Now, to become a bartender, did you have to get a license of any kind?
I had to get an alcohol license, yeah.
And how'd you do your training?
All online.
All online?
Yep, it's all online.
No,
but
I mean, training of how you make drinks.
Oh, well, Jeff and my manager, Aaron, they're super good with showing me the drinks.
Yeah, Jeff was just making the drinks for you, huh?
Oh, yeah, making me the drinks. Making me make the drinks. Spinning bottles.
Hey, Jeff, so let's hear a little bit about your background, your history.
Okay, I went to Crown Point High School, went to college on IUPUI. During college, I took a bartending. First bartending job was Red Lobster. I was 21 and 2 weeks old. And just kept on going, just bartended all through college. Took a job on with Timmy Hybrid over at Buddy and Pals. Ran out of the Buddy and Pals for about 5 years. Had my daughter, got out of the bar business for a while.
That's a good idea.
Yeah. And then there was a place right around the corner from our house, and of all people, my wife, ex-wife, she said, you know, why don't you get back in the business? You're good at it. So I got back into it, started the Three Monkeys in Crown Point, going on our seventh year. And then recently, about 14 months ago, I started the one in Hobart with the Art Theater.
We got a caller. We have Bill on the line, and we'll get back with your history. Bill, how you doing?
Very well.
You have a question for
I do. So with the Three Monkeys, I've seen some of your signage up and whatnot. And where? How did you come upon the see no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil theme?
That's I was sitting with two of my friends over at a bar in Crown Point one time. I was rubbing my eyes, and my two friends, they closed, you know, put their hands over their ears and their eyes, or I was rubbing my eyes, and the other guy put his hands over his mouth, and somebody snapped a picture of it, and they always kind of called us Three Monkeys. So we're trying to think of a name, and we're by the pool, and my buddy's fiance, who they're getting married in 2 weeks, she was like, why don't you just call it Three Monkeys? And we just said, yeah, that's perfect. So that's where the name came from.
Well, it's fun. It's almost biblical. It's a good way to live.
Mm-hmm. And the way, if you ever look at our logo, we cover one eye and we cover one ear and we, you know, cover a half the mouth. So we do see, you know, we do see a little bit of evil and we do hear a little bit of evil. So,
Bill, I noticed you're out of Westville.
That's right.
Now, have you ever been down to the Three Monkeys or?
I have not. I've been through the area. Like I found myself in Crown Point. On my way further south not too long ago, and I saw some signage there, and I get over to the Hobart area. I'm actually on my way back from East Chicago.
Okay.
And so anyhow, so yeah, I've seen it around, but I heard it on the radio, and I thought, wow, what a great chance to find out a little more about it.
Well, we're going to give you that chance because Jeff and Amber have a gift card for the Three Monkeys, and I have a gift card for Chef Nick's Eatery, so you get a double dip on some food and drinks. How's that sound?
That's fantastic.
Well, thanks for calling in.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Okay, have a great day.
You too.
Remember, folks, call in 769-9577, 769-9577. Okay, Jeff, let's get back to your story there. Now, what high school did you go to?
Crown Point High.
You went to Crown Point High. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the name Three Monkeys, now, is there three people in the partnership, or is it just?
No, the three of us friends designed everything, and it was our ideas, and we're three of the best friends. So one of them runs the kitchen in Crown Point, and we just worked very well together to get the place open.
How many years have you been in business so far?
Crown Point, we've been in there for 7 years, going on our seventh year, and then in Hobart, we're at about 14, 15 months.
Okay. Hobart, I walked into Hobart. What makes Hobart a little bit more unique than the other bar?
Hobart's really unique because of any other bar in the area, because of we're attached to the old art theater, and we're going into our fall months, and we have a lot of things planned over there, comedians and bands and multiple bands in particular nights. So the place holds just under 500 people. The Crown Point location holds about 80. So we do have bands in Crown Point on Saturday nights. Every night we have something different going on in Crown Point. Either Sundays we have Texas Hold'em, Mondays we have bingo, Tuesdays we have bike night, the guys come out with their motorcycles, Wednesdays trivia, Thursdays we have acoustic night, and then every Saturday we have bands. So, and we're starting to do the same thing over in Hobart. So it's Thursday nights we do a game night where we throw bags in the theater.
Okay.
And life-size Jenga, and I'm working on a golf like simulator off the stage with.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's something I'm working on. So,
well, we have Angie from Hobart on the line. Angie,
hi there.
Have you seen? Have you been over to the Three Monkeys?
I have several times. It's a great spot for date night. They have great food, great drinks. All the bartenders are wonderful.
And what's your favorite? What's your favorite drink?
My favorite drink, Amber makes the Moscow Mule, but it was a berry Moscow Mule.
What is that, Amber?
I smashed up some strawberries, blueberries. I used Stoli's blueberries and strawberries as well. A little bit of ginger beer and lime juice. Muddle it all together. Super refreshing.
What's muddling? Is that when you drink too much and you can't talk? Or?
I mean, you would think after drinking
a few of those.
No, muddling is so I put the fruit in first, lime juice, and I muddle it so I smash it together. So then you really get the flavor of all the fruit.
Okay. Now, what kind of, you said the food's good too. What do you seem to eat there a lot?
Oh, the food is excellent. The Foghorn Leghorn chicken sandwich is delicious. Their burgers are good. I would say everybody who walks in that place has to try the Bang Bang Shrimp. That is by far their best appetizer.
And that question's to you, Jeff. What's the Bang Bang Shrimp?
It's basically shrimp, and we butterfly it. We bread it, deep fry it, and then we add, it's a sriracha peanut butter sauce to it.
Well, that sounds interesting.
It has like the tastiness of the peanut butter, but it has the punch of the sriracha sauce.
That sounds really good. Now, have you ever been to Chef Nick's Eatery? It's probably out of your way.
No, I have not.
You have not. Well, we don't have alcohol there, but you can come there on a Saturday afternoon and get some food, and then, you know, Jeff and Amber's going to give you a gift card to Three Monkeys, so you can go there for some drinks. How's that sound?
That sounds awesome.
Okay, Angie, thank you very much for calling in.
Thanks, Angie.
Thank you.
Now, at the locations, Amber, how many different beers do you have on tap?
At the Hobart one, we have 10, and then at the Crown Point one, we have 8. Right, Jeff?
Yeah.
And Jeff, what's your favorite? When I visited you, you drank. See, that kind of confused me that day when we were talking, because you had 3 beers, but a little bit of each one. So, mm-hmm. Which one was your favorite?
I'm a Miller Lite drinker, but I also, I like it simple.
Hey, that's good.
But I do like the Lagunitas, and the reason I like the Lagunitas is when they first came out, the owners came to Three Monkeys in Crown Point, and they did like their host party, like coming out party. And the owners of our Lagunitas, they're just incredible guys. And I think it's a lot of times you associate a certain drink with a certain experience. And I think that's one of the reasons why I like the Lagunitas. And that, now they're selling in the Cubs stadium too. So
Wrigley Field. That's like a microbrewery?
Yeah, they're originally out of Southern California.
Uh-huh.
They just opened a place in South Side of Chicago.
Wow. So. We have Tim on the line from Hobart. How you doing, Tim?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Got a question for Amber or Jeff?
Yeah, I got a couple questions. So, is this like a small town, like a corner type of bar?
Yes. The one in Crown Point's right off of Broadway.
But you know, I wouldn't call that small. I mean, I've been in there. I think it's a cool looking bar.
Mm-hmm,
I mean,
thanks.
A lot of brick inside. I mean, but I wouldn't call it small.
No, I mean, we hold about 80 people on Crown Point.
Yeah.
And Hobart, the bar side only holds about 40. Both stores have outdoor seating too, which we seat about 20 outside. But with the one in Hobart, we have the theater attached to it, which expands our seating to another, 500.
So do you guys get a lot of regulars coming in?
Oh yeah, that's everybody always asks me, what's the best thing about your place? And I don't say it's the food, I don't say it's my staff, I say it's my clientele. Our clientele is incredible.
You got any favorites?
Do I have any favorites?
This is
Jameson Tim.
That must be this guy must be your favorite.
Oh
now.
Yeah, we see Tim all the time. He is my favorite.
I couldn't resist.
So Tim, what makes Three Monkeys your favorite bar?
You know what? It's the people, and it's just a nice, laid back kind of different crowd where there's no trouble in there. It's just a nice, easy, music's not blasting. It's non-smoking. The girls are great. Jeff's great. Food's great.
So what do you like that's on the menu?
I'll tell you what, their Italian beef, I'll put that up against anybody's.
Well, you know, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to give you a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery. And you you can get an Italian beef there. And then that same day, go gorge yourself over at the Three Monkeys and get an Italian beef from there, because Jeff's going to give you a coupon too.
All right. I'll be like Amber, eat 2 lunches that day, right?
Always.
Thanks for calling in, Tim.
All right. Thanks guys.
Folks, see you later.
That was funny. Folks, 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call. Get a chance to get a gift card from Chef Nick's Eatery or Three Monkeys Pub. Now, I know on the promo I said it a little wrong, but what is the official name of your
It's Three Monkeys Pub. It's not Bar and Grill. It's a pub. And
what makes a pub different than a...
A bar?
A bar or Chili's or...
I would say we're different from any other bar because of our food. We have a lot of people come in to eat and not to drink.
Really?
And that doesn't really happen in a bar atmosphere.
You're right, because I've had the past where I've had restaurants since I've been 30, so years and years ago. And I've tried things where I've gone into bars, and they're bars, and I put in food. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard to serve people food in a bar atmosphere. But then if it's mainly food and then you have the drinks, it's a little bit easier. So what you've accomplished is very good. That's a very tough nut to crack.
Mm-hmm. And like our food sales, they're almost half of our
and that's unusual
all the sales.
In the bar. Isn't mm-hmm. in a bar, probably your average food sales is maybe 20%
right.
of the total
sales.
We're
almost at 49%.
So Amber, he said you ate a double lunch. So what are the two things you like? You don't look like you eat a double lunch, but what are the two?
Oh, I do. I usually eat like the cheeseburgers, monkey rolls.
What's a monkey roll?
Oh, it's like it's kind of like a Southwest egg roll, and then you dip it in this Asian sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's so good.
So Phil, can you get these menus at both places?
Yes, the majority of the items are at both places. So we do have a couple items that are available in Hobart that aren't in Crown Point, and then Crown Point. So we are working on combining the two menus right now.
So who has the largest menu, Hobart?
I would probably say Crown Point does.
Crown Point?
Yeah. They have some really great items on there. Kevin Moss is in the kitchen. He does an awesome job, and his staff. They have a prime rib sandwich, which we don't have out in Hobart, which is really good. But then we have in Hobart, we have the poutine, which is just basically fries, cheese curds, gravy, mm-hmm. egg, which I would like to see it in the Crown Point menu, too. So I'm working with Kevin right now trying to get that all combined.
And that's a French fries with the toppings on them?
Mm-hmm.
I've just heard of that for the first time this week.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of that before.
Yeah, it's a
is
heart
it a
attack.
Popular,
yeah.
popular item? Yeah, it sounds yeah. delicious.
Our most popular item is probably the monkey rolls. That's Kevin's creation.
And what is a monkey roll?
It's basically an egg roll with a Italian sausage and a blend of cheeses. He put it in the Taste of Crown Point, and he ended up winning Best Appetizer for it.
Nice.
So, yeah, he did a really great job inventing that.
I noticed you have sushi on here.
Mm-hmm. That's another Kevin Moss idea. And, you know, how often do you get to go into a bar and eat good sushi?
Yeah, so. It has ahi tuna, scallions. You also have
so he's a
crab
chef.
Cakes.
Mm-hmm. Sorts, yeah,
crab good. Cakes, yeah. Again, when do you go to a bar and get to order crab cakes?
Wow.
Yeah, everything's good. Made fresh. So it's not like we get frozen crab cakes and just drop them in the fryer. I mean, everything's prepped every day. So
you take a lot of pride in your food, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you
well, the food is what brings people in, I think.
Okay.
Initially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Folks, 769-9577. 769-9577. Give us a call. Chime in on the conversation. Get a chance to get a gift card from Chef Nick's Eatery or Three Monkeys Pub out of Crown Point and Hobart. So you have the theater, the old Hobart Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So when people, is there a pass through? Is people be able, can they get through between the both
yes,
places?
Yes, there's a pass through. And then, nights that we have bands, we try to keep that pass-through closed just because of the traffic for the servers to get back and forth, bartenders to get back and forth.
So people have to just go in the front and out the front?
Mm-hmm, for the most part.
And you serve food? And
oh, yeah, we serve food and everything over there.
And how many people have you gotten into that place?
Oh, we sold it out. I mean, it holds 450, just under 500 if we do the standing room. So, yeah, we sold it out. Echoes Pompeii sells it out about 2 weeks beforehand.
Really? And you have everything from cover bands?
Mm-hmm. Comedians. Tomorrow night, we have three comedians coming in. I love the comedians. Laughing.
Yeah, you know, that's the one thing I miss about the Holiday Stars. They mm-hmm. had Wisecrackers and all
yep.
that. And it was kind of nice to go somewhere, and I don't know where to go for any comedians.
Right. There isn't any place to go. And we're kind of in a niche market now. Because, you know, with the Radisson closing and the Holiday Star closing, and I'm a live music guy. I love seeing things live.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. And you know, sometimes we have cover bands, but these bands sound just like the original bands.
Oh, yeah.
And they look like the original bands.
Yeah, that's what it's all about. So, Amber, you brought us enough alcohol to get really drunk. But you brought us the right amount of alcohol to make three different drinks, right? And the one you just gave us was the beach.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And folks, if you want to call in, Amber will tell you what's in it. I mean, you won't make it as good as she's made it, but she will tell you what's in it. And what other drink can you make for us?
I have lime in the coconut. It's really refreshing, too. You could drink it on the beach. And then I actually have a monkey shot that we top with whipped cream.
Okay. What's in the lime in the coconut?
Lime in the coconut, that's absolute lime, Malibu, and pineapple juice. And then we garnish it with a lime.
Okay, so do you mind making us one?
Of course not.
Okay, so Amber's going to go over to our mixology table over here, and she's going to make us, what was it called again, the lime and the coconut?
Mm-hmm.
And she's going to mix it up for us, and we're all going to have a sample of it, and And in the meantime, Sharon is going to give me the name to Heidi.
Yeah.
We got Heidi in Hobart.
Yes.
How you doing, Heidi?
Good. How are you?
Good. You have a question for Jeff?
A question for Jeff, yes. What? Let's see. What is his favorite meal at Three Monkeys?
My favorite meal at Three Monkeys? Tough question because I love them all. My favorite meal at Three Monkeys.
And don't say, you know, just a cheese sandwich.
No. It, well, it's hard to say because I'm there every day. I know. Eat there every day. You know how it is.
Like, I know exactly how it is.
And you cook, you know, and you're in the kitchen cooking everything every day. That is a tough question. The Bang Bang Shrimp's awesome for an appetizer. And also the monkey rolls. I can eat those every day. Meal-wise, the burgers are awesome. Hands down, Froghorn Leghorn.
What's a Froghorn Leghorn?
Is that frog legs?
No, it's a chicken sandwich. But it comes with avocado on it, and it's, you know, we toast the buns, bacon. It's really good. And then with all of our burgers too, you could add toppings to it, like a fried egg and things, and avocado. You know, we have like 10 different items you can put on, you know, a burger. So, yeah. So I guess my answer would be the Froghorn Leghorn, the chicken sandwich.
Now, Heidi, have you been over to the Three Monkeys?
Yes, I frequent there all the time. I definitely love that place.
And what's your favorite? And we have Amber. She just, what was this called again?
Lime in the coconut.
Okay, let's hear what it sounds like when the lime in the coconut is stirring all up. So now, you folks, you know that we're actually
mixing drinks. Yeah. For real.
Heidi, have you ever had the lime in the coconut and stir it all up?
I have not. I should try that next time I go in there.
Well, right now, Amber's pouring it out. We're all going to get a sample of it. Wow. We're not going to drink too much, but we're going to give it a shot here. So, Heidi, when you go there, what do you like to drink?
They started carrying a beer that I love. It's one of my favorites, and that was one thing that meant a lot to me because it's not a beer that normally most bars around the area carry. And I just brought it up to them because I'm one of the locals that goes in all the time, and he brought it in for me, and I thought that was awesome.
What was that beer called?
It's Hacker Shore.
Oh, yeah.
It's a German import.
Oh, it's an import.
So yeah. I've had that. It's good. Really good.
We got some drinks coming our way here.
Thank you, Amber.
Let me have a little. Let me see, Heidi. I'll tell you if you should get this tonight instead of that beer.
Okay.
Nick is trying some lime in the coconut as we speak.
I think the lime in the coconut tastes a lot better than the beer. It'll probably hit you a lot harder, too, in the long run.
What's in the lime and coconut?
Amber, can you tell us what's in the lime and the coconut?
Of course. It's absolute lime, Malibu, and pineapple juice. Shake it all up, and then I put a lime on top.
Yeah, well, that sounds refreshing.
Now, what do you like about the Three Monkeys?
Well, definitely the staff, for sure. They're amazing. They make you feel at home, and I just love the atmosphere because it's a nice small place, local, and you could go in there at any time and just sit down and talk to anybody. It's great.
Well, you're out in Hobart. Have you ever been over to Chef Nick's Eatery?
I have not.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to send you a gift card out to Chef Nick's Eatery. It's over in Winfield, right on Randolph Street. And we're going to Jeff is kind enough to, and plus he's drinking all these drinks and he's getting loose with his money here.
Very.
he's gonna give me a gift card, and we're gonna send you also out a gift card so you can visit Three Monkey Pub and get a lime and a coconut. How's that sound?
I will definitely try the lime and coconut. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Heidi, I appreciate you calling in.
Have a great day.
You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
We're back. We've already had the beach. We've had some lime and some coconut. We've been stirring it all up. Amber's been doing a great job here. We got Three Monkey Pub on the radio with us here on Let's Eat with Sharon Jackson and me, Chef Nick. We're here on a great afternoon in Northwest Indiana. Really appreciative of all the people that have been calling in. And don't forget to call in, 769-9577. That's 769-9577. Get a chance to get a gift card from the Three Monkey Pub. I know it's a funny place, funny name, but it's a serious place from all what the callers are saying about their food and their drinks and their staff. They seem to have an amazing staff. Or get a gift card from Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield. Amber, ice. Does ice make a difference? I mean, does it have to be square? Do you use crush? How about like a saucer, like a spaceship shape? Or, you know, do you use gummy bears and freeze? I mean, what makes ice special? Is there anything you do special? Do you got to have a certain ice, or you just go with whatever's in that ice machine?
Well, I've never had that question before. But I wouldn't use crush, though. Crush melts a lot, so it's going to dilute your drinks.
Mm-hmm.
I would use more of a thicker ice, mm-hmm. So that way it stays cold and doesn't melt. You could get tipsy faster, so it doesn't dilute it.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, I heard I make the best water in town, and I think it's because our ice, Jeff.
Yeah,
I think
we got awesome ice. Incredible ice.
I thought
that's a thing.
Is something to that, because some ice machines, they don't come out with solid cubes, mm-hmm. and the cubes are hollow. Mm-hmm. So like Amber was saying, it will melt faster. So
well, you know, like mm-hmm. like these drinks here, you're shaking them in a tumbler, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or kind of a tumbler. But I mean, not all drinks are shook. Some are stirred, right?
Oh yeah, definitely.
Some are poured.
Mm-hmm.
So when you make a martini.
Oh, you had to shake.
I don't even know what a martini is really made out of, even though I was a bar manager for a little bit when I was about 27 years old. But you always hear, oh, I'm going to go home and have a martini. Is it that refreshing, a martini?
It's an acquired taste. It's just basically vodka and dry vermouth.
Uh-huh.
So but what makes it dirty is olive juice, right?
If you want it dirty, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, but they got all kinds, like with apples in it and all that kind of stuff.
It's the same way with my beer. You know, I like my beer to taste like beer. There's thousands of different beers out there that taste like cranberry, you know,
coffee,
else.
Or
right.
whatever. Yeah.
My martinis, I like to taste like a martini.
Well, let's see what Ann likes to taste. Ann, are you there?
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Awesome. Thanks for asking.
Ann's from Crown Point, and she's calling in to ask a question to what? Amber? Maybe Jeff? Who's your question directed to?
Actually, not even a question. Just wanted to say, actually went to high school with Jeff, and it's been awesome watching him go from, you know, a bar manager himself, a local area entrepreneur, and being very successful at it. So
thank you.
Cool to watch that. Yeah.
It's very sweet.
So you graduated with Jeff?
A couple years behind Jeff, but from the same high school.
So you sat there and observed them. What kind of kid was he?
Jeff was the most unique kid. And I think that character that he has really lends itself well to being a successful entrepreneur, actually, because he was never a follower. He was always a leader.
And that's what
innovator.
It takes.
Oh, thank you.
That's very, very nice.
That's very humbling. You can't see me right now, but I'm probably turning red.
He's crying, actually.
I am about to. I really am. It's very sweet to hear.
Amber just like told him to settle down a little bit. have you visited the Three Monkeys?
Absolutely. I like taking my bike out to bike night and having a cold one. Usually just beer. I don't get into the fancy, proofy stuff.
You mean you don't like the beach?
Yeah. Yeah, no, I just like my beer and I like it to taste like beer.
So you're the same? You like just like regular domestic beers?
Yeah, I was listening to Jeff's comment about that, so I thought that was kind of funny. I did come across recently a new microbrewer, though, that I'd like to recommend to you guys.
Sure.
A beer called Cougar Bait.
Cougar what?
Wow, that sounds interesting.
Cougar Bait.
Yeah, they're trying to make money just on the name, huh?
What's in that, I wonder?
Well, it's actually one of these bourbon beers.
Oh.
Okay.
Hmm.
So it's really tasty. It comes from, central southern Indiana area.
No, we're going to look into that.
And where do you like to drive your motorcycle to? Which to?
I typically like to go, you know, down 12 and 20, heading out the lake, but I'm in Crown Point, so going bike night at the Crown Point location is always fun.
And now, do you visit their restaurant? Do you get things from the restaurant?
I do. Gosh, I don't think I've had anything I don't like, but not really one specific thing that I would talk about. I mean, everyone's mentioning the Bang Bang Shrimp, so I don't want to sound redundant, but it really is good.
So, since you're in Crown Point, have you ever been by Chef Nick's Eatery?
I have not.
Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to send you a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield. And then Jeff is going to give you a gift card to the Three Monkeys Pub. You can use this at either place,
sure,
probably.
Yes.
So if you want to drive the Hobart and catch a band or something like that, use it there.
Yeah, I've been
zoom
to
over to Crown Point with your motorcycle and use it there. How's that sound?
Sounds great. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Ann. Thank you for all the nice words, too.
Thanks for calling in.
All right. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thanks. So do you carry, Amber, mini microbreweries, beer, the local ones? I mean,
we carry a few. A lot that we get is Devil's Trumpet. A lot of people come in to drink that, 18th Street. Mm-hmm. Those are our two main ones that people come in and drink.
And they are basically on tap or just by the bottle?
Yep, on tap. And they change whenever we run out of a keg, it changes to a new one. So I think right now the Devil's Trumpet is My Ghetto, and 18th Street is Here Comes the Reaper.
Oh, the names.
Yeah, so they have different names.
I was going to say, what do you mean, My Ghetto, you know? Do you like beer or do you like mixed drinks? What do you like?
No, I don't like beer. I'll drink a Miller Lite if I need to, but I'm more of a whiskey drinker, or I'll drink my fancy drinks because they're tasty.
Do you seem to like to concoct things, come up with things? How's that work? I mean, like this drink here, the beach and the lime and the coconut, I mean, were these drinks that you guys developed yourself?
Yeah, they're signature drinks.
They're signature mm-hmm. drinks. So do you play around and do drinks on the side? Or?
Oh, yeah. When someone tell me, they'll be like, just make me something good. I will literally I'll just go and grab a bunch of stuff. Actually, Angie, who called in, she's like, I just want something tasty. And so I was like, all right, well, Moscow Mule it is. So we had fruit, we had the liquor, so I just put it all together.
So if I were to ask you to, make me a drink right now, which I'm not asking, mm-hmm. but what would you put in it?
Because she's made them already.
Right.
Exactly. Well, from what we have, I would do absolute lime or melon liquor and pineapple juice. I think that would be good altogether.
Sharon, tell folks how they can see these things online.
Oh, right. You can check out the Lakeshore Public Radio Facebook page. Just check it out, and you'll see pictures and the
bottles that we've been
stuff.
Using.
The bottles, yeah.
And you get to see how Amber looks
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
how Jeff looks.
Yes.
Yeah,
Nick asked me to bring somebody, and I was like, well, Amber's got the voice for radio. So.
Aww, thanks.
Very cool.
And Jeff, we got the looks for radio.
Yes, we do.
Okay. So what is your biggest selling beer? The biggest one you sell? The fastest? Are they all kind of the same?
Hands down, it's probably Miller Lite.
Really?
In this area, and it's kind of funny because nationally, Budweiser and Bud Light are the biggest sellers. And Miller Lite in this area is the biggest seller. And the reason being is back in the late 70s, their drivers went on strike. And Budweiser hired other drivers to come in, and they called them scabs, and to move the beer. Well, at that point, we're in such a union area that everybody said, you know what, we're going to stop drinking Budweiser. We're going to drink Miller Lite now.
Oh, okay.
So now you have generations of people, I watched my dad drink Miller Lite. He didn't drink Budweiser. So now you have
generations, yeah.
I've been drinking a little bit too much already, I guess.
And we haven't even got to the monkey shot.
No, yeah.
We'll get that right at the end.
Generations of people drinking Miller Lite. So.
Well, that's a good story. Mm-hmm. People are supporting, their cause.
Yeah, the union.
Yeah, the union.
We're such a big union-based area. So.
Okay. What's the proper temperature to store beer at?
I like it 33 degrees.
That's the kegs?
Mm-hmm.
And kegs cannot be left out, right? They have to stay refrigerated time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Unless they're empty.
And some people are still trying to roll those around and get something out of them. Seasonal items. Amber, do you guys have do you have, during pumpkin time, pumpkin shots? I mean, do you do, Christmas time, things with peppermint in it? I mean, is there such a thing in the bar?
Oh, sure.
Yeah, no, we always play around with it. A lot of times we'll get pumpkin spice Baileys. So I think last fall I did a Amber's pumpkin spice. So I did Bailey. What else did I put in that? Bailey, the pumpkin Baileys, cream, and I think a little Kahlua.
Okay.
So yeah, we play around with all the seasonal liquors that we get, and a lot of times we get even flavors, beers, seasonal.
Okay. 769-9577. 769-9577. Give us a call. Ask us a question. Get a chance to get a gift card from Chef Nick's Eatery out of Winfield or Three Monkey Pub out of Crown Point or Hobart. How about food-wise? Do you get? Do you go seasonal? You pretty much stick to your menu.
We pretty much stick to our menu. During like Lent season, we do like perch on Fridays. It's a great seller. People come in, they just love it. And the neat thing about that is when people start comparing your perch to T-Bowl's, you know you got a good product.
And that's lake perch?
Yeah, lake perch.
And like, do you do carryouts at all your locations?
Oh, sure, of course.
Do you get a pretty good carryout business?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Now, what would you say is your signature, this is for you, Amber, signature mixed drink that people come in and they know it's yours? Or the bars, it showcases the bar.
I get a lot of the beach. That's why I made that one first. That's the main seller. When the younger generation, so all like the 20-year-olds who not really sure what to drink, they all ask me what to drink, and I usually make them the beach.
Like, you know, that's a good point. Now, do the younger generation, do they go towards more of the sweeter stuff, or are they still hooked on beer?
Usually it's the younger girls go for the sweeter stuff, but, I mean, all my friends who come in, they stick with the beer.
So now they're not... When they're younger, I mean, what would you say your crowd age is?
Oh, that's getting back to our clientele. Everybody says, what's your clientele like? And I say, well, 21 to 81, plumbers and politicians. Anytime you come in, you could see some guy with his work boots sitting next to a guy in a suit, and they might have went to high school together, and they're having a great time.
Mm-hmm. We have Stephanie on the line from Lowe. How you doing, Stephanie?
I'm doing just fine. I've been listening to part of the show, and you covered a few of the questions I was thinking of asking. But one of the things you may have discussed before I was listening is, how did you come up with a vision for, because Crown Point has quite a few, bars or eateries that, talk about their, adult beverages. I mean, how did you come up with your idea for your place?
I guess just being in the business for so many years, and you kind of take everything that you learn throughout the years, and you develop a dream, and then you follow that dream, and you try every day to get to that dream, and I'm still trying to get to that dream.
Yeah. Well, I think, Jeff, what you're saying is right, Stephanie. What happened is the same situation. I worked years and years in restaurants and grocery stores, and you picked the things that you felt were probably the best, mm-hmm. that worked the best, what people liked.
And you only get one chance of doing it right. So
you have a vision in your mind that mm-hmm. you want to create.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And that's true. Now, do you have, a background education in, culinary at all? Because that's the couple of things I heard is that you get some really tasty food over there.
No, I really don't. I got to give the credit to Kevin Moss. He has the background and everything. He does the food. I do the liquor side. I've learned a lot from Kevin, and we worked very well together in the past. And I can't take the full credit for the food. He would bounce items off of me, but for the most part, it's all Kevin. My ideas were really basically the bar side of it. Mm-hmm.
Now, Stephanie, have you been out to the Three Monkeys?
No, I haven't. I've driven by there and thought, that's probably because I'm a little bit past 40. Well, okay, I'm well into my 50s. So,
you're younger than me I'm 60, so mm-hmm. I'm right there.
I'm 47.
Alrighty.
Yeah.
So this means when you get the gift card from Jeff, you got to go try a lot of that good food and maybe just a couple drinks from Amber then, right?
Oh, yeah, because I am about, I won't say frou-frou drinks, but I am about trying something, like she described it, just really refreshing. The ginger beer creation, I think that's when I came in on the conversation.
Well, the beach and the lime and the coconut drink, if you can remember those, the beach should be easy. When you get mm-hmm. the gift card and you go and visit, that's probably the one you should get because it was very refreshing. It was very tasty. I was pleasantly surprised.
Fruit and any kind of beverage usually is pretty good as far as I'm concerned.
Well, then we got a win-win here. You got food from the eatery that's going to come your way, and then you're going to go down the street either Crown Point's closer to Lowell, But yes. if you want to, and you want a bigger adventure, because they have the nice theater, Hobart's a really nice place to go to, and you go there on a full belly now, and you get a couple, you get the beach. How's that sound?
All right.
All right.
That sounds very good. And congratulations that you're doing so well that you have two establishments now. Any time soon, are you going to branch out to another one? Maybe?
Like Lowell?
Well, that's a possibility. That's.
I do like Lowell. I'm always looking. I mean, it's I got my hands full right now, to be honest with you. It's hard to run the two places, but it's I'm not opposed to it. I mean, if I have an opportunity to do something in a different community, I will. Yeah.
Well, that's thank you. For,
You know what? We want to thank you for calling in, and thanks for listening to us too.
Okay. Well, that's. I have to tell you, Nick, I have become addicted to listening to you on Friday afternoon.
Oh, you know what? Nice. That just sent chills through my body. That was very nice of you because, I don't know, I just sit here and talk, and what we try to do is just bring different businesses. You know, people don't realize all the different fascinating little and big places there are in Northwest Indiana that offers food and drink. And in the future, we got more coming, so I hope to hear from you again.
Well, and I am trying to spread the word to friends and family to tune in to you on Friday afternoons if they can, because I have heard a lot about some of these smaller, especially the ones that are just starting up and trying to get a customer base. It's really interesting.
Well, anyone that's listening out there, if you know someone that wants to come on, all they have to do is call Lakeshore Public Radio and give us a tip, and I'll go out there and visit like I visited Jeff, and I didn't see Amber, but Jeff and we sat around and discussed things, and that's how you get on the show. It's very easy, very simple. Thanks for calling in, Stephanie. Yes.
Have a good afternoon.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Okay, we have a caller. We have Tim. No, Tim's. I know Tim. Tim's a musician. And Tim also did, what was the event you just did?
Actually, I just had Soulshine Festival 2018, and we're already set up for next year. And it's a spinoff from a festival that went on for 10 years, hosted by a local band, the Highway Band, that had Sugar Creek Fest.
Okay.
And unfortunately, the person that put that on, a dear friend of ours, Mike Dykes, passed, and so we decided to pick the torch up and run with it. So, but I'm very familiar with your business, and it's kind of strange. The reason I'm calling is I'm sitting in here eating a chicken Asiago sandwich of yours, which is awesome. And I've also been to Three Monkeys before and enjoy both of the places, and I've actually played music in them. So just a supporter for both of you. But haven't been to the Hobart's location yet, just because it's geographically undesirable for me. It's easier to get to Crown Point, but no other reason. But you guys are both doing a great job.
Well, Tim, what's your go-to drink when you get to the Three Monkeys?
I kind of have to go back with Jeff. I'm a beer guy. Just give me a Miller, cold Miller Lite. Right. Make it real cold.
And what's your go-to food?
I've eaten meals there. I wouldn't say I have a particular favorite meal, but everything I've had there has always been good. And then of course, when I come to Nick's, I always eat the wraps.
Thanks. Well, you know what? Why don't you try going out to the Hobart, venue? It's a really nice pub. They have, the theater next to it, and then you get to go in and see Amber. Amber is a very pretty girl. And she'll get you something different than a beer all the time. She'll shake you up something really special.
Right.
And what I'm going to do to entice you is Jeff's going to entice you because he's getting ready for this monkey shot coming up here. He's going to give you a gift card to Three Monkeys Pub. And then I'm always very thankful for your business. I'm going to send you out a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery.
Awesome. Thanks, guys.
Hey, thanks for listening in.
All right. Cool. Bye.
So, Amber, you go to... what's the next screen called again? I keep saying it. Is it called the monkey shot?
Yeah, it's a monkey. It's an actual shot.
Uh-huh.
So we put melon liquor in it, banana liquor, and Bailey's, and then we top it with whipped cream.
No coconut?
You'll be surprised.
I'm just kidding. I had to say something. You know, being as a cook and everything, I always got to add something on to say, Nick made it or something like that. So why don't you go ahead and get those set up for us, and we're going to go ahead and take another caller. While Amber's making the monkey shot, we have Leslie on the line. Leslie, how are you doing?
Hi, how are you guys?
Good. Actually having a really good time. Can't complain.
Good. It's Friday. You should be.
Yes. You have a question?
Yeah, actually, I have a comment. I was just calling. I've been to Three Monkeys. I have not been to the Hobart location yet, but I do plan on going there. I just wanted to comment. About a year ago, I was helping out. We were doing collections for the Dennis Leary Foundation, which is a foundation that raises money for local firefighter fire departments for families of firefighters. And I went into Three Monkeys, and I actually met Jeff, and we were talking about we were looking to do to have the customers buy like the helmets that you could make a donation for. And in addition to Jeff allowing us to do it there, he also made a donation on Three Monkeys' behalf. So in addition to the food and the drinks and the friendly staff, everything they have, I just wanted to let the listeners know that Three Monkeys also gives back. Thought that that was important to know because I know they do a lot of, you know, philanthropy things and bike runs and things to raise money for Riley Foundation and, you know, that kind of thing. So I thought it was important to add that.
Real quick, Leslie.
Yeah.
Amber's got something to entice you to go to the Three Monkeys. Listen to this.
Okay.
And it's got ice in it on a hot day, so it's probably pretty good.
Yes.
Leslie, yeah. I'm glad you brought that up. And, you know, there's a wall over there in Crown Point. I'm going to start one in Hobart, too, of thank you letters. And one thing I learned in this business is you have to give back. And I've talked to my staff and, you know, my staff is great with coming up with new ideas, people that we could give money to or raise money for. And it's one thing that's really important to me. And if anybody's out there that is looking to do a benefit or need a place to hold a benefit,
like a fundraiser or something.
Fundraiser, we're always there for you. So thank you for the phone call and the thanks.
Absolutely. You guys are the best.
Yeah, it really means a lot to us to be able to
absolutely
help other people.
Well, thank you for all of your support. We appreciate everything you guys do. You guys are doing a great job over there.
So, Leslie, here's the question. What's your go-to drink when you go there? Jeff is getting a little emotional now. Get those shots over here now!
Well, I heard what Jeff said about the Miller Lite over the Bud Light, and I think people also drink Miller Lite because it's a better-tasting beer. But I'm actually a Coors Light, Blue Moon, either one, interchangeable. I'm a beer girl myself, so.
What's your go-to food?
Oh, hands down, I love Kevin Moss sushi. I think it's the best sushi.
Oh, the sushi,
I commented on Kevin's page before about how his sushi is. I think it's the best sushi I've ever had, and I'm a sushi person, so.
Why does it taste better?
Other places.
Does it taste fresher?
It's fresh. It's fresh. It's not. It's the right temperature. It's a good size. It's made very well. It's just wrapped with a good consistency. If you're a sushi person, you just appreciate it when it comes out. You know, it's affordable. It's just very, very good sushi. It's delicious.
Now, what we're going to do is we're going to send you a gift card to the Three Monkeys Pub. And
fabulous.
We're going to send you a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery. And
terrific.
And it should give you a couple of days of dining out and kind of enjoying all this nice weather in Northwest Indiana.
Thank you so much, guys. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you for listening in, Leslie.
Hey, Nick,
sure.
Really,
bye-bye.
Really quick to touch upon about raising money for different things. Next Friday, we're doing a thing called Ladies of Rock. It's Keep the Music Alive Fest. And basically, it's they're all women bands. It's Naughty, Days of Grunge, Dreams, and Foreplay. And we're raising money to buy instruments for young kids.
Oh, that's
and
nice.
It's kind of their thing that they do. And they're hosting that next Friday at the Hobart location.
I know the... I think I know the guitar player in Naughty. Mm-hmm. That's a really good band.
Oh, they're an excellent band.
Okay, so Amber, you made us this shot.
Yeah.
It looks really good. Most shots don't look as creamy, and it's got kind of a greenish tint to it.
That's the melon liquor.
Yeah, that's what it is, and it's got whipped cream. So why don't we give us all a little cheers here, Amber,
mm-hmm.
and we'll all have a drink.
Cheers.
Cheers. And let me give it a try. Folks out there, if you want to try this shot, you know where to go. Go to Hobart, visit Amber. Wait up.
Yeah, I got to give Carla Heminger
Oh,
credit for the shot. She was the one who invented it.
I'm trying to figure out that tastes like. What you put in there again?
It's a melon liquor, banana liquor, and Bailey's.
I taste the banana really good. That's you know, something like this, if you made a sponge cake and poured it on the top, you know, let it soak in, you can get really drunk.
Oh, yeah. You notice all of our drinks today, banana, monkey.
That, well, you know, it kind of came together like that. So we got another caller. Let's try to get him in real quick. We got another maybe 4 minutes to go.
It's
Who do we got?
A special one for you, Jeff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. Mia.
Mia.
Oh, Mia.
Hi.
Hi, honey.
My dog, man.
Mia's my daughter.
Oh, hi, Mia.
I have a question.
Okay.
So what are you looking forward most for Hobart?
What am I looking forward to most in Hobart?
Yeah, within the next coming years.
Just getting larger bands in there. You know, we have a great staff for Rocky, building up the fan base for Rocky.
Love Rocky.
Rocky Horror, yes. Getting bigger bands, I think I just said, bigger comedians in Hobart. The thing with Hobart is when I went in there, I hate to be this way, but Hobart was like the city kind of, there was a lot of vacant spots in Hobart. And we've been working, I've been working really tight with the mayor over there. And I told him, I'm not going to change this building. I want to change this community over here. And since we've been in over there, those vacant buildings are no longer vacant. They're all occupied. Tom Lounge has just opened up a record store 2 doors down from me.
Mia, I hate to cut you off. Believe it or not.
I love you, honey.
Time
good question.
Time went really fast.
Yes, it did.
That was
it's
a quick,
all good.
Real quick hour there. And we're going to be sending you a gift card for Chef Nick's Eatery and
I'll 20, buy you dinner.
30 of them from Three Monkeys.
I'll take you out for dinner, honey.
Three Monkeys.
Awesome.
Thanks for calling in, Mia. Here, listen to us again.
Always. Bye-bye.
Bye, honey. I want to thank Jeff and Amber from the Three Monkey Pub. Can you tell us your two locations real quick?
Well, the one is right on Broadway. It's actually 21 West 112th Avenue in Crown Point. The other one is 230 Main Street, downtown Hobart.
And hours?
We open at 11, and then we close during the week at about 1 o'clock, and on the weekends at 3.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you both for coming in. It's going to be a TGIF night. Amber, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
You've been a sweetheart and made some really great drinks. Jeff, thanks you very much.
Thank you so much, Nick.
Northwest Indiana, I want to thank you all for listening in. It was a great hour. We'll have Fair Oaks Farms next Friday, so listen in, and ciao.